We lift your name
high. We lift your name. We lift your name. We lift your name. Oh, we lift your name. We lift your name.
As I was there, I was thinking, I was here last week Sunday, and I'm here this Sunday. I saw you last week Sunday, and I'm seeing you today. If you state the statistics of those that have gone to be with the Lord within that 1 week, it will shock you. Not only that, we hear good news from all our family members across the globe. Across the globe. One more time. We lift your name
higher.
We lift your name
higher.
We lift your name
higher. We lift your name.
This morning, we acknowledge the fact that you are the reason that we are alive. Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the adoration. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the privilege of life. We thank you for your mercies that knows no bounds in our lives. We thank you for the grace of God that is more than sufficient for us. Baba, tabernacle in our midst this morning. Open the hearts of your children. Let us be blessed. Let the glory be yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much, worship team. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. It's a bright day, isn't it? Last week we were discussing is love enough? And we defined love. We had several definitions. And we also asked some questions. Is love enough? Is it love? But one of the high points was establishing the fact that there's a positive correlation between maintenance and maximum efficiency of anything. There's a positive correlation between maintenance and maximum efficiency of anything at all. Name it. Whether it is a vehicle, will anybody enter a plane that you hear that they don't maintain? Will anybody enter that plane? You won't enter it now. I've shared it here before. Several years ago, We used to go with ADC to Abuja. Then we used to buy the tickets on the tarmac. It wasn't a go-to ticket. I had a ticket, I want no plane. So I got to the airport, Lagos airport that morning, and they said ATC had gone. And I had to get to Abuja that morning. And I now said, okay. And I saw them, they were loading Nigerian Airways. And they were buying the tickets on the tarmac there. And I called someone, I said, please come. Nigerian Airways, how is it now? He said they are good, though. They are very good now. Only that one crash landed some days ago. Will you enter that plane? I just took my baggage and I went home. And I came back in the afternoon to board the ADC. You know? So, maximum positive correlation between maintenance and maximum efficiency of anything, whether it's a vehicle, airplane, house, telephone. You know, when we buy our phones, what do? Especially the expensive one, the iPhone 13 Pro Max, or Ibulodense, is it 15 or 16? 15. What is the 15? When you buy an iPhone 15 Pro Max, say Pro Max, what is the first thing that you do? You do what? I can't hear you. Pouch. You do a casing. And then you do the... Why are you doing that? Very JBC. You know? So, you know, you protect the phone. These are things that you can replace. Anyhow, God will bless you. So, in the case of the family, why are we not protecting it? Why are we not maintaining the home? You know, high maintenance means a lot of care and attention. You see, when your tires are going down, your vehicle, the tires are going down, if you don't fix it immediately, what will happen? What will happen? You know, my own is just introduction. We are going to talk like we did last week. I'm just introducing to the topic. When the tires are going down, you don't fix it immediately, eventually you do what? It will stop. Initially, it will struggle. The movement will not be smooth. Eventually, it will stop when it goes flat. The family might not have tires or the engines, but there are things in the family that you must take care of, like you take care of the tire of the vehicle, or you take care of the engine of the vehicle. So we're going to be discussing three things this morning. And I wrote, I said, if you want to go far in marriage, please focus on this far. If you want to go far, relationship or marriage, focus on this far. F-A-R. The F is friendship. If you want to go far in marriage, focus on this far. Number one, the F is what? Friendship. Who is a friend? Who has the mic? Who has the mic? Dr. Adelibigwe? Who is a friend? That's the first question. Who is a friend? Brother Patterson, you have the honor and the privilege, of being the first speaker this morning. It's a big honor and it's a privilege. Let's clap for him. So, who is a friend?
Thank you, sir. You said it's an honor, but it's an oppression from my brother. A friend He's somebody that I cherish like I cherish myself. A friend is somebody who will stand by me when I'm in difficulties. He goes through it with me. He understands it. And whatever it is with me. So, down or up, he doesn't abandon me. That's somebody I would call a friend.
Yes, thank you. A friend is somebody that you cherish. That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Please give it to a woman, a female, who is a friend. You are the second speaker. It's a big honor too. Yes.
Yes.
Who's a friend?
A friend is someone you have a close relationship.
Can we hear these things? Technica, please make it more audible.
Someone you have a trusted relationship with, dependable, somebody who is dependable, you can count on, someone you're close to, someone you feel free with, you can be yourself with.
Thank you very much. I wrote it here. I said a friend is someone that you can afford to be yourself with. No packaging, no window dressing. Somebody that you can afford to be yourself with. I said, a friend is someone that you know. Someone that you like. And you enjoy being with. You know this person. You like this person. And you enjoy being with this person. Now, the next question is this. Do you need friendship for marriage to succeed?
Praise the Lord.
Do you need friendship? In your own perspective, let's just be real. Do you think you need friendship for relationship or marriage to succeed?
Yes, we need friendship for marriage to succeed. And some other time too, it doesn't mean that if he's not a friend, you cannot go on with him. How about a colleague that you work with
in the office? Please, come again.
I said, yes, we need friendship in marriage. But at the same time, we might not need it in some cases. How about the colleague that we work with in the office? Along the line, you build a friendship with the person.
I want to get you well. Sometimes you might not need friendship
In marriage.
For marriage to succeed.
Yes.
Ah, this is another argument for us today. She said, yes, we need friendship for marriage to succeed. But we don't necessarily need it, Abby.
Yes.
Okay. Who agrees with her? That second one. You agree? Ah, Ogar Otumba Raf. How many of you know Raf? Oh yeah, give it to him, please.
I'm not ready, sir. I'm not ready yet.
But where are we looking now?
I just agree with what
you just agree with her. I mean, who agrees with her again? I want us to discuss that. She says we don't necessarily need friendship for marriage to succeed. Is it true? So give it to Pastor. Or maybe you'd expatiate later on.
Well, my reason for disagreeing with this is probably because I'm from the Yoruba Southwest area and I grew up here. There is no marriage that is contacted in Nigeria, especially in Yoruba land, that your parents will not say, Olorun a se yin lore ara yin. That is a very major prayer, a crucial role that goes a very long way. My parents prayed that for me, and I have done it for other people. There is no marriage that I've ever been involved that I will not pray that, Olorun a se yin lore ara yin. It is very, very important.
Okay, let's thank you very much, Pastor. Let's put it this way. Why do we need friendship? Why? I mean, you said, yes, we need it. Why? You see, because on Tuesday, there were two women here, Mrs. Okumadiwa and Susan. Susan had been married for 4 years. Miss Sukumadua had been married for 35 years and still counting. My father-in-law, Prof, and his wife, they've been married for 61 years. They were 61 years this year. Marriage is not, it doesn't have a tenure. You know, the president of the nation is only going to be there for how many years? 4. When you get into university, depending on the course, you graduate how many years? 4, 5, or 6. There's a tenure. But nobody puts a tenor to marriage. So why do you need friendship for it to succeed? I've said it here. Somebody 4 years, somebody 35 years, another one 61 years. Why do you need it to succeed? After, I think, Brother Patterson, your hand was up just now. Okay. Quickly, Ma.
Well, you need friendship because it's a lifelong relationship. Day and night, that's the person you wake up to see. So if you are not friends, then your lifetime is like wasted. But when you are friends, you will enjoy the walk through life. You need friendship in everything. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? You need friendship very, very much in marriage. Thank you.
Thank you very much. He says you need friendship. Yes, good, Brother Patterson, quickly. Then, Reverend Mrs.
Thank you, sir. My sister, I want to support that argument.
You want to support Annie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go.
That you don't really need friendship for marriage to succeed. Because I look at my mother, I look at my father. My mother said the marriage came into existence because both parents, they were trading together. And then he said, when you give birth to a girl, my son will marry. And then when they grew up, just took my mother to my father. And they are married. And the marriage, 85 years, they were not, it's the parents that were friends. No.
Wait, let's.
Both of them were not friends.
Wait, one house. Let Brother Patterson talk. Sister Bajide.
It's the parents that were friends, but both the
Brother
couples
Patterson,
were not friends.
Brother Patterson.
So, and it works.
Brother Patterson.
Yes, sir.
Face me. Don't be distracted by what they are saying. No, you face me. Okay, so I want to get your point now, okay?
Yes, the marriage works, even though they did not know themselves when they married.
They didn't know themselves
when the couple
before marriage, Abi.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm so
after uncle. After uncle.
After the friendship developed.
That's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're saying. I'm not saying you need friendship to enter marriage. I'm saying you need friendship for marriage to succeed. So I'm not saying you need friendship to enter marriage. You see, there are a lot of people, Brother Patterson,
yes,
one
sir.
House, please. There are a lot of people that are in marriage, but they're in prison. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
because,
sir.
Because they have stayed in marriage for 40 years, for 50 years, for 30 years, does not mean that the marriage is succeeding. People are married, but they are lonely. You can be lonely in a crowd. So, how can you... See, one of the things friendship will do for you is that you will not be lonely. Please, give the mic to Reverend Mrs. Thank you, Brother Patterson. Let's clap for him.
Thank you, Pastor. You said what I was thinking of saying. When you're talking about success, can be maybe doing fine financially, the children are fine, but you may be enduring the relationship and not enjoying it. So just because of a lack of a friendship. So it's possible not to be friends. People can see that you are successful in terms of what you see, but you are enduring it. So we can say if there's no friendship, you not enjoy marriage. Can be just that you are enduring the marriage.
It. Thank you very much. Let's clap for her. Without friendship, you cannot enjoy it. Because marriage indeed is about companionship. That's the major reason, companionship. And so how do you get that companionship without friendship? Is it possible? A lot of people are in marriage, but they are lonely. They can't even speak their minds. They can't talk to their spouses. When you see a couple that they are friends, you will know. Reverend was talking about the idea cause last week Sunday. You know, I always stay behind them in church. So I know the oge that they play every Sunday, even in church, in the presence of God. You see Baba and Mama Adegun coming. Are there any children at home? Give it to Baba. Give us 2 minutes. How have you been coping? All the children they've gone.
Well, with all the children gone, you left just the two of you. And with the two of you, there has to be friendship. There has to be communication. You begin to do very many things together. At this point in time, you don't divide functions again. Whoever gets there washes the plate. It's not that this person is cooking. I have gone back to know how to make amala again. Because at times we just find ourselves only two of us. In fact, we've learned to take a bath together. So if there's no friendship, you'll be lost in the house. You'll be lost in the society. So friendship, because of the trust, because of the confidence. And the Bible says one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. If you really want to continue to succeed in marriage, then you just need that unity, that bonding, that friendship to be able to navigate whatever the storms that life bring. Friendship is crucial in marriage.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. So, in the house now, do we adopt that friendship is needed for marriage? No, if you agree, say yay. If you agree, say nay. Bah! Friendship is needed for marriage. The A is a major issue with men. Affection. What is affection? Please give it to a woman first. What is affection? Ms. Okaku, you are privileged to be holding that mic. What is affection?
Well, I think affection is a feeling. It's a warm feeling of acceptance that you have for someone. A deep feeling of acceptance.
It what?
A deep feeling that comes with a lot of emotions of acceptance that you have for someone.
It says a deep feeling of
that
acceptance.
Comes with a lot of emotion, yes.
Yes, you are right. But there's a word I'm looking for.
All right.
There's a word that I'm looking for. Please give it to Mrs. Musa. There's a word I'm looking for. It's a deep feeling. Yes. Affection. I mean, you are a woman. You want your husband to show you affection. What is affection to you?
I would say affection is a deep feeling, yes, of, it's the same thing my sister says, that you express it towards your partner.
You what?
Express.
Express. That's the word I'm looking for. Expression. You do what? Express. Yes, it's a deep feeling, truly. But if you have a deep feeling and you don't express it, so what? Why do you need affection? Why do you need affection? Who says she needs affection? Why did he give it to her? Because of her. No, give it to her. Why do you need affection, ma?
Naturally, as a woman, you need yes. affection to feel, I mean, to make you know that person loves you, cherish you, and adores you.
Thank you very much. And when you get affection, brother Doc, let me give it to her. What happens to you when you get affection? Yes.
Praise the Lord. When you get affection.
When you get affection.
Yeah, you feel loved. You feel appreciated.
You feel loved.
You feel appreciated.
You feel appreciated.
You feel wanted.
Huh?
So, yeah, there's that fondness in it. Yeah.
You feel wanted. Thank you. Give it to another woman. What happens when you get that affection, when you get it, what happens?
You feel secured.
You feel what?
Secured.
Secured. Thank you very much. Now, let's give it to Raf. Why is it difficult to give affection? I'm now going to the men. Why is it difficult to give affection?
To a woman.
Huh?
To a woman.
Hey, to a man.
Because we too, we need affection.
Hey.
We need affection. So that is why I'm saying, is it to ourselves or to the other
person? To the woman. To the woman.
The truth is that you can never satisfy the longing of our people. So no matter how you want to give it to them, they will still ask for more. So all we just have to do is to just try in every way we can to just... because there is no how I don't know how to put it. There, you know, they said we have a lot of, what is it called? Is it love language? Some of them, it's a gift. It's buying gifts. Some of them, is helping them in the kitchen and stuff like that. So a lot of, and these are some of the things that they believe are ways of showing affection to them. So a lot of them, it is all the five love language that they want. So, and as a man, you cannot have everything. You cannot be buying gifts, washing, helping them out in the kitchen and all this. So just do what you can do and leave the rest for God.
So, men, do you agree with what Ralph has just said? Eh? You agree? Give it to her, my SN. Why is it difficult? The question is this, sir. Why is it difficult for men to express affection?
Probably because of ego.
Because of what?
Ego. Men ego. Are usually egocentric. Sort of. You want to feel important as a head. Probably. But I wouldn't. Sorry.
Because of ego. Yes. Okay, please. Baba Degu's hand is up. You want to say something? Yeah. Oh, yeah, quickly say before you give it to him.
I think our culture too.
Your what?
Our culture as Africans.
Our culture.
As Africans.
As Africans.
Yes, because...
Don't naturally show expression.
It doesn't show expression.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that was what I was going to hammer on. Build up as men. Gives you that feeling that if you are showing so much affection to a woman, they say it's a woman rapper. If you are showing so much affection to a woman, They say, "Onchi Korea je," and so the tradition, the way, the cultural background for many makes it that showing affection is openly, especially, is said to be a mark of weakness. But now we know that actually it's a mark of strength.
It's a mark of strength. Weakness. It's a mark of strength. So give it to Mrs. Ibikunle. Okay, you want to? Okay, quickly.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This affection thing, it's very interesting, because sometimes, the problem we have in Africa, our women do abuse it. Like, I'm not saying all. This affection, some of them can, it can be transferred. It might be what they are really interested in. You just have to give me any money I request for. You ask your husband 1 million, you transfer 500,000, you transfer, and the day the guy says my business is not going well, there'll be problem at home. But I believe that affection is towards the cash. Some, there's nothing wrong in helping your wife in the kitchen or has choice. You can just decide to help her the kitchen or choice. But sometimes they turn me to become you just wake up, Ojila Roy, Obami Shake on the kitchen. It has become a tradition. So sometimes we men, or most men, it's not as if all men doesn't like giving attention. Sometimes when they give, it's somehow.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's clap for him. Before you give it to Mrs. Ibikunle, on I think last week Saturday, not this one, we had a meeting here, leadership meeting, and we were discussing the environmental challenges. The thing you are talking about here, sir, if you have the opportunity to travel abroad, nobody will tell you. It's just simple tradition. If you travel abroad today, you and your wife abroad, nobody will teach you. Nobody will train you. You will enter the kitchen by yourself, for yourself, with yourself. So what you're saying is just Nigerian. And we need to start to move from that mentality. The woman that is in the kitchen has also been to work today. I shared it one day when we got married. I didn't have a vehicle. My wife and I, we went visiting everybody. We just went from one place to another. And Gumbos, and what taxi. I mean, it was long because I think we visited quite a number of people that day. And when I got to the home, we both got home together. And I said, Onje, I'm tired. Onje. And that's the way I said it. I just sat down on the couch and I slept off. And this lady went to the kitchen, she cooked rice. She did plantain, I remember very well. And she bought the food for me in the sitting room. And as I was eating, she now sat beside me. She said, Where did I go today that she don't go? I said, we went everywhere together. She said, which bus did I enter today that she should not enter? I said, we did everything together. She said, so who is meant to be the weaker person? I said, you. So why should you come and say you are tired? Shouldn't I be tired? Should I not be tired? And I slept off, waiting for food to come. The mindset must change. If you want to go far, you must focus on this far. F is what? A is what? Now, give it to Mrs. Ibikunle. What kind of affection? Is it money? Kini affection tan solong pano? What do we need?
Like that my brother said, we all let me use myself an example. We have different ways in which we expect our husband to express affection towards us. Some women, if you give them money, fine, they are good to go. Some just come to the kitchen, even if you are not helping them to wash out the plates. Ah, well, am I there? Well, let me share. That will go a long way. Some would know while doing other things, they can call, like you used to say something a lot, sir, that you call your wife often. For her, that may go a long way. So we have different ways. Some will say, I want money. Some will say, I want, just hug me. The other time I told my husband, John Lute, hug me, baby. It's my language. I mean, someone to come around, hug
but
me.
But Entoba Mfewoti Obade Suvunko, Gilekoshi.
Sir, I know money is important, but we can't just say it's all about money.
Thank you.
The other part that we need to...
Because of our time. Thank you very much, my sister. The R is what? Respect. The R is what? Respect. Please, let's give it to a young lady. What does respect mean to you, Aduke? Respect, what does it mean to you?
Good morning, church. I want to see respect as the honor that you give to somebody in terms of, and you can respect someone for different reasons. So, but for me, it's just the honor that I give to you when I like you.
You come again.
I said it's the honor. I mean, respect for me is the honor I give to somebody when I like the person. And I can respect somebody and not like the person, depending on the position.
Okay.
It's not fear, but it's honor. I don't want to say fear of somebody.
It's not fear.
It's not respect, fear. It's just respect is the not honor fear. That you give to somebody.
You know, fear is negative. Yeah. What does respect mean to you? Give it to another woman. Give it to Sister Shola. Thank you very much. Respect, what does it mean to you, ma?
Well, I believe that respect is honor.
Sorry?
Respect is to give honor to
somebody. Honor! Thank you very much. Respect is to give what? Honor. Respect is to value. You want to say some more?
Yes, from what Mrs. Ibikunle said last, I just wanted to add that there's an adage or a Yoruba thing that the Jebu people say. They say, Ajo Jowo. You know, sometimes when people show care and love, sometimes it's more than money. So what she was trying to say is that it's not as if we want our husbands to wash the dishes, but we just want them to be around us just to show us that they love us. And many times it is more important to us than money.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Respect is honor. You value somebody. You see, nobody here is an idiot. Because nobody here will marry an idiot. Once you know that, you should know that that person that you married has an opinion. The person that you marry has views. You want to say something? You want to say something?
Yes, sir.
On respect.
A question, sir.
Question. Yes, sir. Okay, quickly.
Affection that we talked about, is it one way? Because we all spoke about affection as if the man must give affection. What about the men receiving this same affection? Because men, I believe, also need that same affection.
Yes, I need it too, Brother David. I just assumed that it is easier for women to give it than for men to give it. You know, it's more natural for women. You know, without thinking about it, once Prof and my sister gets into the house now, or you and Madam gets into the house, where will she go to straight? Where will she go to straight? Where will you go to? Where will you go to? No, tell me now, Brother David. Quickly. Where will you go to? Let's use that. Where will you go to straight? Give him the mic.
Premiership.
Eh?
Kitchen also.
You can't say it confidently. So, well, I assumed, you see, it should be mutual. The woman should also give affection. But I just think it is easier for the woman to deliver it. It's more difficult for the men to give it. I mean, my wife wants us to wear ankle. I mean, and I wonder, why ankle? I don't wear ankle. I can wear the same color with you. You know, but Kinwa wore ankara. I mean, I wouldn't do it. It's not because I don't love her, but I will show my own affection in another way. Women, they are easy. And I want to... The idea, of course, we are uncle. They want the last week Sunday. Please clap for them. So, going back to respect. See, when you value someone, it starts with value. When you value somebody, what will you do? You will honor. You honor the person's opinion. Honor the person's views. Now, let me share this with you quickly. Talking about respect. About 2 weeks ago, I wanted to buy something. And the commission for that thing is 1 million naira to pay the agent or the lawyer. The lawyer says, I'm going to collect 1 million from you. So when I told my wife, I said, this lawyer wants to collect 1 million. He said, 1 million, okay. And I said, come. And I started telling her, this is this. And the truth is that, give me one more. I'm the one in the business. I know how this is. 1 million, come now. Show le sheba any. Show le sheba any. We need lawyer here. Unlo sheba. So after we discussed, I now sat down. And I started to analyze her views. I'm like, okay. What like 1 million? Come on, total. So I called the lawyer. I said, hello, sir. 1 million yen, on fi pe kini elu lo fe san. I said, 800. He said, okay, pay 800. Money mo je lile. You see, then when I was about to pay, and I called my wife again, I said, o ti gba 800 o. Now, mo fe ko pe. Who so we buy, could not see 600. She said, I will call him right away. So she called him. And then she called him back and said, Otiba 600. Your wife is not an idiot. Wow. Respect her. Respect her views. The lawyer now called me later. So if you want to go far, first of all, focus on the far. Number one is what? Friendship. Number two is what? And number three is what? Respect. Respect. The conclusion of my story last week. You want to hear the conclusion? Yes. That lady, you see, I was thinking about it all week. And it was like the story of Abraham and Lot. Me, as you see me so, me, I am a testimony. Only in Tobale Runu, Ali Dupelo alone. Lot saw that place was green. It was well watered. It was nice. It was beautiful. And he chose that place. And the place is what? Sodom and Gomorrah. He chose for himself. But the Bible says, God now told Abraham. God made a choice for him. Abraham waited for God. In whatever decision you are making, whether relationship or marriage, please wait for God. Hear from God. That lady was a serial lady. We went out together. In fact, there was a day I took her out in a lorry. She was going to buy a bicycle. She told me she was going to buy a bicycle for her elder sister's son. And so I took her out. I said, how old? Maybe about 2 or 3. We went to buy the bicycle together. Several years later, I got to know that it was her own son. Several years later. But the girl wrote several letters to me. I was in Ibadan. She was in Ilorin. She wrote several letters to me. Then there was no phone. My darling, my dear. And my girlfriend then, which is my wife now, saw one of the letters. So she knows this story very well. So she just came to me and said, I was in the bathroom. And she said, Olumide, I said, yes. If you have a skeleton in your cupboard, where will you keep it? I thought she was asking me a riddle. And I shouted from the bathroom. I said, you will keep it where nobody will find it. That was my exact answer. So as I stepped out of the bathroom, she said, next time you have a skeleton in your cupboard, keep it where I will not find it. She threw a letter at me. It was like the floor should open and I enter. And I started begging her. Sincerely speaking, she told me, she said, Olorun ti ja fun mi. Not one day, and I'm not saying anything, not one day did she use it against me. In fact, the following day, I went to UCH, because she was still a medical student then, to beg her, when she was in final year. She said, I shouldn't mention it again, that God had fought for her. When you see her next week Sunday, Pastor, come and pray for your people.